The Chestnut Hill Meeting has just finished building a new meeting house, and they installed in it a square hole in the roof. That view of the sky was designed by James Turrell, who addressed the meeting at its debut last weekend.
There is light in the sky and light here, and when you make the two match, the ceiling disappears. I mean, you can make it go away. You know, light not only reveals, it obscures.
The hole is covered by a retractable roof when it's pulled back. A computerized system of recessed lighting slowly, almost imperceptibly, changes color when the sun is rising and when the sun is setting. The transitioning sky color outside contrasts with the cycle of lighting inside, such that your brain perceives the sky as purple or green or lavender.
It's then easy for me to actually change the color of the sky. It depends on this context of vision. We are a part of creating that which we behold.
The experience may be meditative, but it is not overtly spiritual. The fact that this sky space has been installed in a Quaker meeting house is circumstantial. There are over 80 sky spaces around the world, and Turrell, who is a Quaker, wanted to reach 100. So he offered free of charge to design a sky space for Chestnut Hill Meeting's new building. That was 10 years ago. The clerk of the meeting, Meg Mitchell, said they had to have consensus.
And so we had a long process of thinking and saying, we've been offered something amazing. We think we can be a good steward of it, and it would be a lovely asset to the neighborhood.
The effects of the sky space only work at twilight, so the roof will be retracted only very early in the morning and very late in the afternoon. During other times, like during worship meetings, the roof will be closed. Turrell designs the sky spaces to be an experience of light, of color, and of time. The effects of his artistry unfold over the 50-minute program as viewers discover that their eyes are fooling their minds.
We tend to be thinking we're living in a rational world. In fact, we live in a rationalizing world. You know, basically, we are in these worlds where we superimpose this almost daydream state upon our, quote, the normal rational life. So I'm interested in this superimposition of this daydream state. And I like to see light almost like we see it in the dream.
These daydream states are possible through remarkable advances in light technology. Turrell says the effects of his sky spaces would not have been possible 10 years ago. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.